Daf Nun Alf. So let's take it from the bottom of Nun Amr Bey, just to recap quickly. The Gemara quoted from the Mishnah Hamases of Beis HaKosos, the different parts of the intestines. Tana Rabbanan Machat Shenimtas Ba'ovi Beis HaKosos, Mitzad Echad Ksheira. Let's say he found the needle from the Beis HaKosos, it only went in from one side, it's still Ksheira, it's not considered Trefa. But Mishneh saw them, if it penetrated through two sides, then that's considered Trefa. Nim Saled Kore Dam. Let's say there's some blood on it. So Biyadua Shilafne Shechita. And certainly, the blood that being there is apparent that it happened before the shechita, otherwise it wouldn't bleed. A needle passing through would not, after the animal's been shechted, a needle passing through would not bring any blood. But if there is no blood there, then it's clear that the needle passed through only after the shechita, making the animal kosher. Then the Gemara said, the Bryce is higlid, piyamaka, let's say it's scabbed over, then biyadua sheshloshi yomim kodem shechita. That it happened within 3 days, 3 days at least before the shechita. Below higlid piyamaka, if it didn't scab over, so then hamotzil mechaver l'varaya. So what's this talking about? So if you take a look at Rashi, three lines down, Rashi says lo higlid piyamaka. Sorry, go before that. Biyadu ashu gimel yamim kodem shechita. Top line. So Rashi explains v'im lakha besoch shlosh yamim. Let's say you bought an animal. And having makachtal. So if there's a scab there, that means it was at least 3 days ago that it got an injury. The machat went through and there's a scab. And when you bought it, the scab was already there, which means that you bought an animal that's a trefa. So let's say you bought it on, Monday. And then you opened, you shechted it that day and you found that there's a scab. The only way it could have scabbed is if it was a... The needle went in on Friday or sometime beforehand. So that means you bought it already with the scab being there. There's a trefa. He has to return your money back. But let's say there's no scabbing there at all. And Rashi explains here, lo huglid piyamaka, ike lesuke, ikode mekachave, ilachag mekachave. You don't know if the needle was there before or afterwards. And then al tevach shehu motzi miyado. So I'm the shochet. I buy from the one who's raising all the cows here. So it's now find a needle in the animal, and I don't know if it was there beforehand or afterwards. Or if there's a scab, so it certainly was there 3 days more. So I could give back the animal for a refund because he sold me a trefa. He didn't know, but in the end, there was a trefa. But if there is no scab, we don't know what point the needle went in. Was it after I bought it, or was it before I bought it? I need to prove somehow, if I'm the shochet, that it was there before I bought it, if I want to take my money back. Now, it's impossible probably to prove that, but that's motzi mechaver l'varaya. Gemara now tells us five lines down. Ma'ishna mikol nekuve da'alma. Why is this different than any other of nekuvim, any other hole of chefa? The afagav delekadam tarf. We said if there's a hole in the membrane of the brain or a hole in the gallbladder, all these different holes, we never said see if there's blood or no blood. Suddenly, when it comes to this case here of the beis hakosos, we said depends if there's blood there or not. What changed? So the Gemara says no. Hasam leka midi del misrach hacha kim dichamachat. It's not a question of where in the animal is. It's a question of what caused the hole. In the other cases, there is no needle. If there's blood that's there, the blood would have absorbed in the flesh. You wouldn't have seen it anymore. Here, the blood is not found on the organ. The blood is found on the needle. So if there's a needle there, the blood's going to be on the needle and you'll see it there. This would be a true test of any other type of organ. If there's a needle there, you would see the blood. And if there's no blood in the needle, tells us that it was only after the shechita. But all the other cases we're talking about, not a needle, just a stomach hole in the membrane of the brain, or a hole in the heart, or a hole in the lung, there was no needle, and therefore you can't use blood as a litmus test. Tosa points out, as an obvious point here, that it's not only true of a needle, if there's any other type of sharp item that's in there, absorb. That it doesn't absorb, that could hold the blood, it could, congeal over, that would be the same test for any other type of item. But if there's a hole without any foreign objects in the animal, then you can't use the blood as a test when the hole took place. Gemara now says, Amar leis Rav Safra l'abaye. Rav Safra said to Abaye, Chazi mar ha'itzur mim Rabbanon. Did you see that Talmud Chacham, the Asim mimarava that came from Eretz Yisrael from the west? Vamar, and he would say, Rav Aviri Shemeni, my name is Rav Aviri. They point out interestingly in the back here, the discussion whether a person is allowed to refer to himself as a rabbi or not. This guy would go, my name is Rav Aviri. He didn't say my name's Aviri. My name is Rav Aviri. So the kind of person call himself Rav, is that something that's the right thing to do? So they discussed that in the poskim. There are some kules where a person's allowed to, but apparently it had been the custom that people who are rabbis say, oh, I'm Rabbi so-and-so, I'm Rabbi so. That was the practice. Even though it was looked down upon, that became part of the minhagim. So that's what he did. Amar Rav Aviri Shemaini, my name is Rav Aviri. And Amar, he was saying that the Maisa, there's once a halacha case that took place, Ubalfe Rebbe, in front of Rebbe, Umachat Shenimtas Bovek Pesachosas. And there was a machat, a needle that went through the Pesachosas, Mitzarechat, only through one side, and he tarfa. He said it was treif. Now we said before, it has to go through Shneitan, it has to go through both walls. How come here, with one wall, this was sufficient? This is an incorrect halacha. So he says this, so Rav Safar says to Abai, did you hear this guy, Rav Aviri, who said such a psak in the name of Rebbe? So Shalach Lei, he summoned him. Lo Asya Lagave, he didn't come. You know, Bnei Eretz Yisrael don't feel meshubah to the Bnei Bavel. So Rav Avi, who came from Eretz Yisrael, he didn't come to the summons of Abai. So Azil Ha'ohu Lagave. So Abai chased after Rav Avi. So when he got to Rav Avi's hotel where he was staying, Havakaya Igra. Rav Avi was standing on the rooftop. He was contemplating on the rooftop. Fine. So Amar Abai says, Nichas Mar Vinisi, come down. I want to talk to you. Lo Nachas. Rav Avi ignored him. I'm not coming down to you. So Salaku, Lagave, so Abai said, okay, I'll come up to you. So Abai climbed the stairs and went to the rooftop to meet Rav Aviri. And Amalei says, Emali Gufi de Uvda Hechi Avda. Tell me exactly, what was this Maisa? You've been going around telling everyone in my town that Rebbe paskined that if a macha goes to one side of the Beis HaKosos, it's Treifa. Tell me exactly what happened. So Amalei, so he says, Maftir Knesios Ana, I'm of the people who are in charge of the Beis Knesios. The Eila Mirebi Rabba from the top of Rebbe Rabba, it was some chashiva position. Vahava Rabba Hahuna Tzipora, Rav Huna was there from Tzipora. Rabbi Yossi Mida was there as well. And Yoshi Lefanov, we were standing in front of him. And Ba'i Lefanei Rebbe, and Rebbe was presented with the following shaila. Macha Chenim says Ba'ove Beis HaKosos Mitzarecha. They gave him Beis HaKosos. They found inside their cow, and there's a needle inside, only penetrated through one of the sides. So what happened? Rebbe looked at it. V'hafcha. Rebbe flipped over to the other side where there was no hole. U'matzale koredam. He found that there was blood. V'tarfa. And that's why he said it was a treifa. So what did he say back? Amrlei. So Rav Abai says to him, Tarach tri lahu gavra. You made such a tircha for me to figure this out. Had I known there was blood on the other side, I would have known the psak. Meaning if there's only one hole one direction, that's kosher. But there's a hole on one side, and the other side had blood, so blood, of course, indicates there was a hole on the other side as well. In essence, it was really mishneitzdadim, and that's why it's a treifa. Why was I matriach myself to chase after you to find out what happened? It's a masnisini. This is a mefurish mission that tells us Hamas is a beis hakosos. It's a shenikva. They have a hole. Luchutz is certainly going to be a treifa.
It's interesting. We just said like a minute ago that blood doesn't when there is no machat. There is no blood doesn't do anything.
So look at Rashi. Rashi says umata al hamachat. You found the blood on the machat, the needle that's still there. Keneged pia mi bechutz kardam, and keneged the other end. So that's the situation. So Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here. Naflo minagag. One of the treifas we mentioned is if the animal falls off a rooftop, so then we're choshesh that he has like broken ribs or something. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Huna, Haniach behem lamal. Let's say you left an animal on the top somewhere, very high roof, and bo mata lamata. Now you come back and he's somehow on the ground. He didn't figure it out. How do you jump down 20 feet? So ein choshemi shumisuke evar. We're not concerned with the bones being crushed. He's not a treifa. Gemara says a ma'isa hu gidia. Once there was a goat the havale le Ravina that Ravina owned. The chazi chushlam be'apume de gar. He was standing on the rooftop of the barn, it seems, and he was looking through the window. And he saw some barley or something down there, and he wanted to eat it. So the goat jumped right through the rooftop with the sunlight, and he jumps through and got to the bottom of the barn. And nafal mi'igrel ara, he fell from the rooftop into the ground. So Asi lakami the Rashi, they brought the goat to Ravashi to Paskin. Amar lei ha'had amar Rav Huna haniach behema lamala uba matza malata ein choshishin. So that din, Rav Huna says, if you found an animal on top and you come back and now it's on the floor, we're not choshesh of the animal's bones being crushed. Mishum de isle mide lemisach. Is that because normally there's a wall that the animal could scale up and down? It breaks the fall. So when there's a wall, so therefore it again breaks the fall. that the animal could grab on or climb down. I actually saw an interesting a Snapple fact just the other day that cows are able to climb upstairs, but they can't climb downstairs. So either way, the animals could hold on to something when there's walls there, so it kind of breaks the fall. But in this case, but this animal that jumped from the rooftop down to the floor, there was no wall, went right through the skylight, so there's no wall to help break its fall, in which case this would be different. This animal should be a trefa, therefore. Oh, Dilma, perhaps the understanding is, Mishum de'om de'nafshi. The reason why when you leave an animal, lamala, and you come back and you see it's on the ground, you don't know what happened, you could assume the animal has a certain good sense of instinct that it'll only jump when it knows it's able to jump. They know how to measure their abilities. So here's well. So, oh, Dilma Mishum de'om de'nafshi, it was able to assess its abilities. V'hainami om de'nafshi, this goat knew it had some super goat skills and could jump from the rooftop down below without there being any walls to break its fall and be fine. So that was the suffix. They weren't sure what to do in this case. Amrlei Rav Ashi Paskin for Ravina is a goat that Mishum de'om de'nafshi, v'hainami om de'nafshi. The reason why Rav Huna thought, if you leave an animal lamala and you come back and it's lamata, it's permissible because the animal knows how to assess its instinct that it has. It would only jump down if it was able to, so therefore he permitted this goat.
So the mission only dropped in it because of an accident.
Exactly, if you see it fall, the nafla.
No, but even if you see it fall, you can say amda nafsha. It has to be that something that is beyond the animal's power.
No, that you'll never know. Nafla, fell and fall is different than jumping. If you see animal jumps, and then it was amda nafsha. If you see animal fall, trip, and slip, that's enough. But this case, we don't know what happened. We don't know if the animal jumped or we don't know if the animal fell.
Right, but if you see an animal jumping from the roof, then you're fine.
Yeah, for sure. But you see an animal fall from a roof.
Right, okay. Then,
so then the Gemara says, Hahu Imrasa, there was a certain type of sheep to have a Beirav that was in the house of Beirav Chaviva, to have a Shadrin Kari Basrai, so that was dragging its hind legs behind it, that was just walking. So Amar of Yemar, Hai Shigruna Nokte. Animal had some type of illness, weakness in the legs. What do they call it? A cramp?
Yeah,
cramp. So cramping. So okay, the muscle cramp, so it couldn't move the legs well. It was dragging them along. So maskiv la ravina v'dilma chud hashudir ifsuk. Maybe it has a broken spine. That's why it can't move. Why do you attributing it to a cramp? So Gemara says ashkechei kiravina badku. They inspected the animal. They shechted the animal. They inspected the animal. Nashkechu kiravina. Ravina was right. Taka, it had a broken spine, and the animal's a trefa. Afil hachi, still nonetheless. Hilchas of the Psak is Kirav Yemar. We pass the Rav Yemar that Shaguna Shriach Chodashidr Lo Shriach. Meaning, if you find an animal that has a dragging its legs, you could assume it's a cramp, and that's more likely, and a broken spine is very unlikely, and therefore you could check it, and it would seem that you wouldn't even have to inspect it. Right? There's so many trefas, there are 18 trefas, we don't expect the Shochet to check each one. Only those that are Mida Matay that are likely. So Mia Matzah is defined by 10% or so. Has to be likely, but a broken spine, so unlikely, we don't check it. And even if there's indication that dragging its feet, maybe that's a Reisa, the Gemara says, no, we could attribute the dragging the legs to a cramp, which is very likely, and you don't even have to check the spine to see that it's broken or not.
Do they shock them? They look at the animal walking and then like, give it a nice two-minute physical?
I have no idea.
Or they just are introduced to it when it's already tied up?
When I saw the chickens, they didn't look at anything. I imagine the cows are similar.
No,
you don't have to. No, you only have to check things when it's a mita matza, when it's something that's somewhat likely. But what moment it's not, a broken spine, it's completely off the radar, you don't have to even inspect it.
Unless the animal looks sick when it walks.
Yeah, but if it looks sick, so then if it's a rare, so then you have to figure out what's going on. Fine. Let's go by to the Gemara now. Says Amar Rav Huna, Zecharim HaMenachin, let's say you have two male animals. They're menachin, the two shores, two oxen are busy attacking each other. They do this to, you know, to help work on their training skills, their fighting skills. That's something that they do in the wild. So Ein Choshesh Mishum Risuke Evarim. We're not concerned that they're breaking each other's bones. They know how they're friends, they're family. They play nice. They're just wrestling like brothers wrestle. So there's no concern of any broken bones and things of that sort. Even though afterwards they're like huffing and puffing and they're really tired, that's simmer ba'alma. They're just rashes, they're chamimus, they're hot, they're worked up, they're tired. When you play sports, you get tired afterwards, doesn't mean you're injured. So here as well, they're busy, they're fighting, but it's not dangerous, it's not indicating any injuries. So then the Gemara says, simmer ba'alma, hudinaka, just overcome by sweat and heat and fatigue. Enough of la'ara, however, v'adechashin. If one of the animals falls to the floor from being gored by its family member, so then there's a chashash of risika yavarm, in which case you'd have to inspect the internal organs to make sure that the animal is intact. Mar now says, Amar of Menashe, honey dichri de ganve ganve. these were the rams that the people steal. Ain choshim mishum risuke varm. What would happen is they go into someone's backyard, they truck the rams over the fence, and then get them to go. So shouldn't we be concerned when he throws them over the fence, and when it lands, maybe the animal's going to have risuke varm? The Gemara says, no, my time, why are we not concerned? Kishadilu, the ganavim are such experts, amasnayu shadilu, they throw them so they land on all fours. Why? This way they can run afterwards. If they break the legs of the animals and they have to schlep the rams, that's a terrible way to steal. So if the animals could still run on their own, so you throw them over, have them land on all fours, and then lead them to wherever you want to lead them to. So however, again, this way they could run. Hadrina, when the ganavim throw them back over, for whatever reason, they found that they don't want to keep them, then you are concerned because they don't care how they land. They just want to get them out of their hands. The cops are on their case, so they need to get rid of the stolen goods, so they chuck them back over the fence, and they break the leg. So then, if you come back and find them back in your backyard, you have to assume that's risuke avam. You have to inspect them. Gemara says, this is only true to hadrinu machmas year. If they're returning the animals, the rams, only because they're scared they're going to get caught. For machmas tshuva, if they're returning it because they want to do the right thing, they feel bad, they want to do tshuva, then tshuva mal yasu dav, we assume they want to do the right way and return them be'en, return the rams as is. Fine. Gemara now says, vayter amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, hika rosha v'halcha lo klapei zanva. Let's say you hit an animal on the head, but it's a very long stick you're using. I know in the Masifta has like a picture of a stick, okay? You hit the animal over the head, but extend all the way to the back as well, to the whole body of the animal is being hit with this long stick. So the Gemara says that, klape zanva, you hit it from the neck, from the tail rather, and al zanva v'halchala klape rosha, but so long it even hits the head of the animal, so it extends its way across the whole back, the whole spine of the animal. So the Gemara says, k'neged kol shidra kula ein choshim mishim risuke varm. They were not concerned. Even though you're whacking the animal on its spine, since the stick is so long, it's spreading its weight, its strength throughout the entire animal, it's not very... concentrated one area, so therefore the impact spreads, it's not going to cause any damage. But the Gemara then says, if it's a case of ishalim chutra, apalga, the gave chashin, if let's say you hit it like smack in the middle, straight in the center of the animal, so then it's not a long stick, but shorter, so then we are choshesh of risuke varim, v'yisbe kitre, if the stick has some like a knot, has some like a ball sticking out, which is going to create a central type of impact. So then we're also chashina and we're choshesh that maybe there's some damage here in the animal. V'machya afsake chashina. What's that last case? If you do it on the side of the animal as opposed to on top of the animal, that also is a concentrated type of impact, and there's also a chashash of risuke avar. Last two lines, the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Beis HaRechem. So an animal's being born, Ein Bo Mishum Risuke Evarm. Even though the animal might have a hard time coming out, being born, it's a very tight area, we're not concerned that the bones are going to be crushed. We know at least when it comes to children, the bones are very flexible at that point, and they're meant to be moved to make it easier. Animals the same way, we're not concerned of any Risuke Evarm during the process of going through the canal. So Amar Le Rava, Rava says, the Rav Nachman, Tani de Messiah Lecha, the bride that supports this, Tinok ben Yomechad, a child that's born, a human, that's born one day old, the din is metame beziva. So if he happens to see ziva, which is slightly different than keri, so even one day old, that ziva would render him a tame. So the Gemara says, now Isak adaitach yesh bo mishum misuke varm. If we are to be concerned that being born crushes the bones and causes some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? It crushes the bone somehow. So the Gemara says, "Ikre kan mibsara of lo machmas onzo." The din of ziva, a person's only a zav if it comes because of natural causes, as opposed to it being forced upon him. So if it's risuke varm, caused some type of trauma to the animal, that would be onso, and he should not have a din of ziva. The fact that we say even a tinok yomecha is called a ziva tells us that the being born does not called onus, does not create risuke varm, does not crush the bones. But that's the difference. That's the excuse.
That still, the
no, it still could be a shore, but it doesn't mean that it could still be a trefa that's a shore. That means it's a shore. But it doesn't mean it's not a trefa. Well, it says it's not a trefa. So here, it's just like it's not a trefa by the animal being born regularly, so too the animal, the human is born, it's a regular human, and there's no onus, there's no trauma that's being caused there. Where it says, not arrive from there, where there's a C-section, there is no pressure or trauma being caused, only that type of child could be considered a tinok b'yomecha, a ziva. But if he was born through a regular birth, then we may assume that the ziva came because of the onus, the pressure, the onus, and the trauma, and not because of risuke var. Gemara then says, Tashma, another raya. Egel shenol b'yomtuf, animal, a calf that's born on yomtuf, and yomtuf shochten, also you could shecht it, b'yomtuf you could shecht it as well. So what's the shaila here as well? Shouldn't we be concerned, maybe it's a trefa? Right, it was born now, risuke varm, you shouldn't shecht it until after yomtuf to make sure that animal is not a trefa. Where it says, no, hachanami kagon shiyata derech dofen, it's an animal that was born through a C-section whereby there's no risuke varm. But if it was a natural birth, then maybe you couldn't be able to shecht the animal because there's a chashash, it's a trefa. Amara says another raya, tashma. The Shavin Shem Nolad, everyone agrees if it's Nolad Hu Umumo Imo, that if an animal, Bechor, is born, and is born with a Mum already there, Shazem Min HaMuchan, that's already considered Mucha. Normally, something that's born on Yantav is considered a problem of Nolad. You can't get a Hana from him.
I'm sorry, on the point before, there had to be some Sakana, because you're not allowed to do a cesarean, right? I mean, unless the animal is Yatalach in Yantav, you're allowed to do that.
I'm not sure, actually. I don't know. I would assume for an animal.
Unless the animal was dying, maybe. But I don't even know.
Usually C-sections are when there's danger.
What?
Usually, I imagine they'd only do a C-section when it's dangerous for the animal.
So the halacha is even, you're allowed to do...
I guess so.
Tzar
Balei Chaim, could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Could happen right before Yantav, right? The second before.
No, because the Haraya
is born on Yantav. It's a good point. Good Haraya, I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Tashma, so the case, let's say a Bechor is born on Yantif and had a Mum with it, that's called Muchan, it's not Aser, because since they already had the Mum in it, that's already considered prepared from before, and the potential was already there, and you could therefore Shech the Bechor. V'chitem, if you're going to say, oh, how could that be? So, Hachanami Shiyatza Derech Dofen, it was born through a C-section, and that's why it's not a Trefa, but had it been a natural birth, it would be a Risuke Varam, and you can't. But the problem with saying this is Derech Dofen, is Derech Dofen Mikadash? Is a Bechor going to be sanctified through Derech Dofen? So an animal cannot be. An animal is only Kadosh, but Bechor, if it's a natural birth. It can't be Yotei Dofen. So if it's going to be a natural birth, how are you able to shech the animal, even though it has its mum, shouldn't there be cheshash of risuke varim, and therefore might be a trefa, you shouldn't shech such an animal on Yantif? And where it says, no, hachab in ma'askina and shehifris agabe karka. When the animal after was born through a natural birth, it was able to hold itself up on its hooves on the ground. That indicates it's not risuke varim. I don't know, sometimes animals can't stand. I don't know how it works normally, but since an animal is able to stand, that was clear, therefore it's not a trefa. And that's why you could shecht it, even though it was a natural birth. But there are some instances after natural birth, we are choshesh for risuke varm until we see some indication that it did not experience any type of bone trauma. Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman, Beis HaMitpachin, Ein Ba Mishum Risuke Varm. In the slaughterhouse, Rashi points out, they throw the animals on the floor and then shecht them. So you chuck them on the floor, you do cow tipping. So is that going to be a problem? Is that going to be risuke varm? And where it says, no, that's not a chashash of risuke varm. That's not a big fall. And they're careful when they push them over. Not a chashash at all. Hahutur, there's once an ox, the nafil, that fell. Vishtama kol niguchusa. And it made this loud sound. So the Gemara says, Al Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak came in, Bar Marta, he was the son of Shmuel, the son of Marta, Shakal Mishufrit de Shufrit, he took from the best part, he took the ribeye of this cow, and Amri, they said, Lay Rabbanan, Minalachaha, how do you know you'll have to take it? It was just stone onto the ground, maybe it's going to be a problem of Risuke Varm. Amr Leh, he says, Ahachi, Amr Rav, Rav taught me, Tiparna of Noetz Achimagir Laretz. So since the animal is able to, Rashi points out here, Kitziparnav noetz, kishu shoel lipol kol sha, when it wanted to fall each time, who mischazik bitziparnav ad sheino nofel migovo. It was holding on to it with its nails or its hooves or claws, no claws, but holding on to something so it wouldn't fall, so that indicated it had, it wasn't, was not considered a risuke varm. So then the Gemara says, Amar, Yehuda Amarav, Amda, eino tzricha, let's say the animal fell. And then it stood up, so then you don't have to wait to mace lace. You don't have to wait to shecht it. You can assume it's fine. You should shecht it right away. Even though it fell from the roof, but if it stood up, I mean, it's fine. However, bidika vadebar. But after you shecht it, though, you still have to check the spine afterwards. So, again, normally by a nafla megag, you assume it's a trefa, and you can't even shecht it. Nothing, no helping out. But if it stands up, so now you could do a shechita, but just do a double check afterwards to make sure the spine or no other bones broke. Then the Gemara says, Halcha, let's say not only did it stand up after falling from the roof, but it also walked. So then, Eina Tzricha Bedika, you don't even have to inspect the spine after shechting it. However, Rav Chiya bar Ashi amar achazu v'achazu tzricha b'dika. In both scenarios, you always have to check what's lost by checking. Just check the spine. It fell. Ah, you see it walking. Maybe it's a very strong animal. You should still inspect the spine after shechting it. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, Amar of Yirmiya bar Abba, bar Acha rather, Amar Rav, Pashta Yado Lamo. Let's say the animal extends its hand and wants to stand up. It's attempting to stand up. Afa Pishal Amda, even though it doesn't stand up, or Okaragla Lahalik, it moves its leg in order to walk. Afa Pishal Halka, even though it doesn't walk. So that also qualifies as showing that it's a Amida, it's a Halicha. You don't need an actual standing, just the ability to about to stand, or ability to want to walk. That's enough to prove its strength.
We learned before that it fell, even if it walked for 24 minutes, you're not allowed to no, if you black
ago. No, I don't think we saw it walking. I thought I said we have to wait 24 hours just to see if the animal is able to...
Even if
But I don't think we said walking or standing before. No. I don't believe so. But there's a lot I don't remember. Gemara then says, Amar, where are we now? Rav Chista Amar, Ninara Lamoda, Afa Pishalamda. If it's a Ninara, if it moves a little bit in the way that it wants to, Rashi says, even though it doesn't even extend its hand, but rather it begins to strengthen itself, but the hand hasn't yet been extended, that also is an indicator of the ability to stand, and you're able to go ahead and shechtem. The next four lines we could skip, it's parentheses, it's just repeating what we just said above. Amar Meimar, Mishmei de Rav Dimi Minaharda, Nufula Shamru, that which we said. And the animal fell. Tzricha badika kenegad bnei me'ayim. So that case, we said if the animal fell and you didn't know, Rashi points out here two wide lines down. You see, Rashi says nehecha the nafal minagag. It fell from the roof. But you didn't know. You weren't there to watch it fall. Diyada, if you knew for sure, har minadav nafshe. If the animal fell rather, if the animal fell without knowing, not you. If the animal fell without knowing, so then it slipped off. So then the halacha is you have to check kinegu b'nei ma'ayim. You have to check it, inspect it, and make sure none of the intestines were torn apart. So amar le marzutra hachi amrinan mishmei derav papa tzricha bedika kinegu beis hachala kula. Not only the intestines, you need to check all of the internal organs to make sure none of them have broke or have holes in them. So amar le huna marbar brei derav nechemia lerav ashi simanamai. Do you have to check the simanam at all, or to see if they moved out of place or not? Amalei simanim kashim hein eitz on nefila. Apparently, the simanim are very strong and tough. In the face of a nefila, the simanim will not move out of place if it fell. It's possible the animal's ribs broke and other organs, but the simanim are apparently untouchable and don't need to be inspected afterwards. Gemara now says Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ov shenichbar al pnei amayim. Let's say a bird came down crashing hard into the water. And the cave in Sheshat Milo Kamaso Dayo. So the animal's now floating in the water. It's alive, but it hit the water pretty hard. So now it's busy swimming upstream. So if it's able to swim the length of its body, that's Dayo. That's enough of a proof that this animal's not a trefa. You could go ahead and shecht it. But Lo Amrin, we only say Elamimata Lamal. If it's going upstream against the current, it means it has strength. Aval Milamala Mat, if it's going downstream, Maihu Dashpile. It's the water that's really drawing it, the current that's drawing it, that's not indicative of it being still healthy. But e maya kaima less than bub. If it's a water that's stagnant, if it's in a lake, so then the water doesn't really move anywhere. So regardless of the direction, up or down, there is no up and down, then we don't have to inspect which direction. If the animal is able to, the bird is able to swim a bit, that proves it's not a trefa. Now e shadi be tziba vikadma hakadma. Let's say it's going downstream. It's going with the current. But there are also chips of wood and logs going along with it, and the bird's able to swim faster than the wood. That means it's swimming faster than the current. That also indicates the animal is strong enough, and you could take the animal and shecht it. It's not a trefa. So then the Gemara says, this actually is interesting. They bring this discussion here of the birds for a discussion of agunas. If you have a person, a husband, falls off a bridge, falls off a boat, falls off different things into the water, will we assume that hitting the water hard, crashing down, will that make that person would be dead? You can't find the husband anymore. Would that be a good raya to say that the woman can marry someone else? So they discuss based on the Gemara. So the Pesach Yeshua quotes such a discussion, and the person fell off a bridge, and it was onto ice of some sort. And he says, based on two roves, you're able to allow the woman to get married. He says, number one rove is, most people die when it's two levels high. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that skila, They throw a guy off a two-story-high building, so the guy fell off a bridge. That's number one rove. Most people die after that. You don't have to put a stone on him afterwards. And number two, as he says, we see from this halacha here, that when an animal falls from a rooftop, he becomes a trefa. That's the second rove. Most animals are trefa, so putting those two roves together and adding the fact it fell into the water, we never saw him again, that's grounds to permit such a wife
most
to remarry.
Are trefa, yeah.
But most animals that fall off the roof are trefa. Exactly. Fine. So then, there's next few lines of the Gemara. The Gemara talks about, let's say you have a glima, which is a sheet, masiyah chayshina. Let's say it was stretched out very much, tout across peg, so it's very tight. And then an animal, a bird, flew into that. So now when you pull it really tight, it almost has, it's like the ground now. That's how tight it is. So it comes crashing down. So then you're chayshina, and that the animal's a trefa. The lo masiyach, if it wasn't pulled very tight, it was a little bit loose, it was giving a little bit, lo chashino, there is no chashash that the animal that flew into it would be considered a trefa. Of umu'ufaf lo chashino. If the sheet was folded over, that's going to fold over, is going to be all soft for the impact, that also won't be considered a trefa. Isla umikarve kitre chashino. Let's say there's a net spread out, and the knots of the net are close together, so then we're concerned, since they're very close, it's going to be very strong netting, that may cause the animal to be a trefa. Lomer karvi, if the knots are very far apart from each other, so they're not so impact, so then kitre lo chashin, we're not concerned of a trefa. Kisne da'avid bituni chashin, let's say there's flax that was put into bundles, and the bird crashed into it, we're choshesh of a trefa. The high geese of lo chashin, but if it falls into the sides, it's not a problem. All that comes like from the peak, it says, where it's the I guess the it's tight. There's it's going to be a chashash, but from the sides, it's a little softer. There's no chashash. Then the Gemara says isuraisa, if there are bundles of reed, were chashin as well. If it's kisna, the daik v'naf, it's lo chashin. If it's flax that was beaten and combed, it was softened through the process, that also is no chashash. If it's daik v'lo naf, it's if it was pounded, it was crushed, but it was never combed through this type of flax, we are chashinan. Then the Gemara says, de'avid bizrei, if the flax is made into bundles, kevin dika be kitri chashin, since there are many knots apparently in the flax, little, I don't know, hard spots in it, we are choshish if the bird flies into it. Daksa chashinan, if a bird fell into shives, I don't know what shives are, but it's something. So they fell into that. We're choshesh. Dak kasa lo chashin, if they're onto the toe, then we're not concerned. T-O-W. Navra chashin, if it's palm bast, so we are concerned. Timchasa, which is a strand of palm bast, we are not concerned. Kitma, if it's made of sifted ash, we nihila, then we are chashin. If it's lo nihila, if it's not sifted through, then it's lo chashin. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirza Shem will pick up tomorrow.
It's interesting that it worries about worries.